This is the Rich Eisen Show.
And he is coming for you.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Chris, I thought that was a great Patriot win on Sunday.
Why would I be happy? No one in the stadium wanted them to win.
I think you're way off, and I think that...
The season is over. It's pointless.
No, it's not.
Get ready for 2024.
Today's guests, Lions quarterback Jared Goff, NBC college football analyst Todd Blackledge, Pro Football Hall of Famer Joe Thomas. Coming up, Seahawks wide receiver Jaxon Smith-Njigba. And now... It's Rich Eisen.
Yes, indeed. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Jaxon Smith-Njigba of the Seattle Seahawks is currently at practice, and we're going to try and see if we can get him on the phone line, the Zoom line, in the next few minutes or so. And if not, we'll see if we have a whole third hour open, is basically what I'm saying. Normally, we have this thing timed out like planes landing in Los Angeles International. But right now, I guess we're in a holding pattern with Jaxon Smith-Njigba. If he joins us, he does. And we hope he does, because he just scored a touchdown for the first time in his professional playing career. Jordan Addison scored two of them last night, almost had a third. How about the Minnesota Vikings taking care of the San Francisco 49ers on Monday Night Football? We discussed it in hour number one to kick off our program. Jared Goff joined us. And then we just had great two chats with Todd Blackledge. Talking college football, my alma mater, his alma mater, Jaxon Smith-Njigba's alma mater, and then Joe Thomas. We just ended our Zoom with him. He's got an idea on how to stop the brotherly shove, and he kind of converted me on the play. I thought it was just some sort of ugly scrum where people are pushing each other and you can't figure out where the ball's spotted and there's possibilities of injury and all that, and I'm like, it looks ugly, and I don't want to. I mean, he's walking me through the schematics of it, the X's and O's of it, how you can stop it, how the Eagles might be able to, you know, pass out of it, how they can mess with you even more based on their ability to get you in a position and then maybe throw over your heads, and why other teams aren't good at it, and why other teams aren't going to practice it. I mean, there's a lot going on here. So Joe has converted me on it. Which is good, because I still plan on being on the competition committee.
One day that's going to happen.
Terzo in Iowa. Let's take his phone call here on the Rich Eisen Show. Terzo, you've been hanging on for two hours. Rise. Bless you for hanging with us. All rise. What's going on, Terzo?
Well, I'll be listening to you guys anyway, so it's always a pleasure to be on. Hey, Rich, I was up in Minneapolis last night for that game, and it's just electric in there. It's a fun stadium to go to. I have a really good time each time I go up there, so it was a pleasure to be up there. But I do have one thing that I do got to kind of get off my chest, and I'm going to throw this out there to all NFL fans. You know, people go to these games, they go to have fun, okay? And if you're just going to go there and troll people and try and pick fights, whether you're the home team or the visiting team, just don't go. Don't become so obnoxious that you make the game unpleasant for other people. And think and give people the respect that they deserve.
Agreed.
Because last night I saw some fans that were so disrespectful that a father and his child left, and the guy had to be talked to by officers. We don't need that. Okay? Everybody get along. Let fans root the way they want, but have respect for each other.
I agree with you. I've seen too many videos of, like, Donnybrooks, and I'm wondering, where the hell is security? Every single one of them. I'm like, where the hell is security? And you see them rolling around like morons, you know, in atriums and diving over three rows and stuff like that. I don't know if this was COVID, where people just stopped learning how to relate to one another, and then we're throwing them back in after they shut themselves in for a year, and we're still learning how to talk to one another. But I'm sorry you had that experience in Minnesota last night, Terzo.
I don't think it's indicative of Minnesota fans in general.
No,
there's certain people, and you're completely right. I don't know if it was COVID, but there's just that lack. So I'm 6'5", 205. You know, I'm a grown man. I'm not 40, but I'm a grown man.
Nice.
So I don't worry too much about it, but just don't let it spill over to other people who might not be able to handle it. But to get back to the game, that was a fun game to watch. Disappointing in the loss, but Minnesota made plays. Their offensive line, which has been really bad this year, played really well. And Kirk Cousins, on so many occasions, got rid of that ball just in time before Bosa. So you got to give them credit. Tough loss, but team, you know, whatever happens in the NFL happens any given Sunday.
I know, man. Look, I would love to see Purdy win one of these games from behind on the road soon. You know, I'd like to see it. It's going to come. It's going to happen. We all know it's going to happen. We all know he's the guy there. We all know that he's going to be the guy who's going to still be the quarterback for the rest of this year and next year too. Like, I don't see the bottom completely falling out where suddenly they're like, uh-oh, we got to turn to get Darnold ready after the bye. I mean, that's not the way he's playing. But I would like to see one of these games at the end. And last week, you know, he had it. He had it all run. He had it all taken care of. He had it all working. And then, you know, Jake Moody from my alma mater missed the 41-yarder. But I'd like to see it. You know, I'd like to see it.
I agree. And, Rich, I do. I agree. It's coming. Those two interceptions were bad. That second one, just a bad read and bad throw. But I believe in him. He's the man. It'll happen.
Terzo, thanks for the call. That's Terzo in Iowa, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. I've got a top five list, gents.
Oh. Yeah.
Now, at this point next week, let's flash forward.
Okay.
Oh.
Let's flash forward. My children will be getting ready in their Halloween costumes.
Yeah. What's the...
Oh, no idea.
No. Oh, okay.
Again, ask tomorrow's guest host.
No.
The boss is coming in tomorrow.
I'm never dressing up.
Well, she might be joining us later on in this hour, actually, the football.
I'm dressing up.
I'm hearing some cages being rattled off camera.
I'm going to get something to eat.
Lachman's like, he wants to eat food. If Terzo was watching this and he's wondering why Rich was looking off camera, like,
what is that racket?
Lachman's like,
brought pound cake. She brought cake, everybody.
Cake.
Here we go.
Pumpkin spice.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
I love this.
Thank you. Great to see you.
Honestly, I'm in the middle of that conversation. I'm like, what the football is happening over there?
Susan.
Anyway, it's all right.
Thank you.
We'll see you in a few.
Hi, Susan.
Well, all right. Susan, Amy.
By the way,
Warren Sapp just texted me during the middle of that conversation a screen grab of his conversation with text with Susie.
Okay.
Preparing for his appearance on What the Football.
Oh,
is he coming in? Or is he Zoom?
No, he's definitely not here because I could see the
Zap fishing.
No, he's not fishing. It is the
is he golfing? It is,
you know, it's the selfie he took in front of the whiskey company spot that he's walking into right now.
Oh, lovely.
I would not miss What the Football if I were you. At any rate, I've got a top five.
Hey,
one week from today,
Brockman's got a top.
My kids
five.
Will be preparing their Halloween costumes. Yours will. You know, what's Cage going to be for Halloween? Do we know?
We are going as Spidey and friends.
Oh,
all three of us.
Who are the friends? Who are you?
Cage is Spidey.
Yeah.
Sarah's going to be Ghost, and I'm Miles Morales.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. So you're going into the Spideyverse.
We're entering the Spideyverse.
Well, you could say many NFL teams are going to be doing that one week from today. That's the only analogy I'll come up with. Because the trade deadline at this very moment that I am talking into this microphone, you might be watching this later on our YouTube feed or the Roku channel, Rich Eisen Show Collection, which is the video on demand service with our show. You might be watching this whenever you're watching it at this moment. We are 2 hours away from being 1 week away from the trade deadline. And here's my top five list of guys I would go all in for at the trade deadline. Hit it.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
Now then, we all know Kevin Byard, Mr. Tennessee, got traded from the Titans.
Wow.
A five-time captain.
How?
On the back end of their defense.
Wow.
I don't know. Howie Roseman did his Jedi mind trick again. Although Rand Carthon knows what he's doing. I had a nice chat with the general manager of the Titans over in London. But, you know, Kevin Byard is now a Philadelphia Eagle, which means maybe, you know, the Titans are open for business. More than just that. Keep a pin in that for later on in my top five. But the reason why I'm mentioning all of this is because there's a safety market that's out there, and I don't think it's over and filled and done with. I don't think Philadelphia is the only one that was in this market. And if you're interested in somebody who is a team captain, go figure that. They made him a captain in Denver. Boston College's finest, Justin Simmons, number 5 on this list. I would call up the Denver Broncos. You need a safety, and you need the back end of your defense solidified because your offense is ready to roll, and you've got a chance to make the playoffs this year and make a run. You get this guy. And a lot of Denver Bronco fans are hearing me right now, and they're saying, shut up. We don't want him going anywhere. We want him staying here. This is a guy who's been caping for Russ. This is a guy who puts his heart out there on the field for the Denver Broncos and is a face of the franchise. And this guy, I would go all in for. And again, by all in, I mean I'll overpay. I'll godfather offer if I feel like this guy's going to put me over the top. Or you can come up with the way Howie Roseman could do, you know, these aren't the droids you're looking for. And suddenly he's your safety. So that's number five. Number four on the list. If the Titans are open for business, I am calling up Rand Carthon. And I am saying, I want DeAndre Hopkins. When I had a conversation with this all-pro in London, I'm like, okay, he's got a head on his shoulders. He has got a bunch of talent. You think he's toast because we're not seeing him be DeAndre Hopkins in Tennessee like we saw in Houston and Arizona? You think he's toast because Arizona let him walk? He was talking about, and the Titans confirmed it, his GPS numbers. He's running as fast as he's ever run before. He is at the top of his game. And I'll say it again. I say it all the time. Name me another receiver when he's on the sideline that you know his feet are in bounds.
Good one.
You know when he's going to the ground on the sideline, yep. Not only did he make the catch, the ground isn't going to knock it loose. You know he tapped his feet. Like, I don't need to see the replay. That's DeAndre Hopkins. Why wouldn't the Bills go and get him? Again, why wouldn't the Bills go and get him? Go get him. Go get him. That's just that's one of the for instances.
There's a couple teams. That was my whole point in the offseason. We got Brandon Cooks. That's great.
Go get him.
He's not the type of receiver that we need for that offense. This guy.
Go.
D-Hop.
Get him.
It was a better catch by eye.
Number three. I don't know if he's available because the Rams offered 2 1s for him last year and they said no. But now they're 0-6 and they're out of draft choices. They're out of draft choices. Right now, they're going to watch the Bears maybe get Caleb Williams or watch somebody else. Watch the Bears get Marvin Harrison. I mean, keep going. But Brian Burns, you know, hey, Carolina, are you? Because I understand why they wouldn't want to pluck someone off the offense and trade him. Because you're still trying to evaluate Bryce Young right now. So I understand Adam Thielen's lighting it up. That wouldn't be a bad guy to call up and say, is he available? But I understand why Carolina's like, we're not touching the offense here. We're just going to, we need to evaluate this kid. And we need him to get his lumps taken care of now so we don't have him later. But call up Carolina, Brian Burns. And you know their first order of business. Like, we said no to the Rams for 2-1s, so what do you have? You can replenish. Number two. You know how I feel about this guy. If the Titans are selling, how much for Derrick Henry? How much? And I'll pay it. A, I said yesterday with David Montgomery going down, the Lions didn't have that sand in the pants type running back. What about this guy for the Detroit Lions? What if you stick him in Detroit?
Now we're talking.
Now, again, I know David Montgomery has been terrific and he's hurt now and he comes back. Split the carries. Derrick Henry has this year, we looked at it going into the game against the Ravens. The kid Tajay Spears has taken 50% of the snaps. Now, sometimes the two of them are on the field. So Henry's getting fewer snaps this season than he's had, you know, in a while.
Yeah.
So do that in the Lions backfield. How about sending him downhill against the Eagles and the 49ers? You think that fits what Dan Campbell wants? How about the Bills doing this? And plus, you can call up the Titans and say he's in another conference if you're Detroit. What if you're Dallas? Come on, man. Another one, because just look at what McCaffrey has done for the 49ers plus. Henry plusses you up. But he's pushing 30, which means you might be able to give up less for him. Number one is Saquon. That's it. Hey, Giants, you don't want to pay him? We'll pay him. Hey, Giants, we know you love him. We know he doesn't want to be traded. But, you know, you just won your second game. Come on now. Godfather it. Flip an insane amount for Saquon Barkley. He can be your McCaffrey. And McCaffrey was banged up in Carolina before he went to San Francisco. You know what I mean?
Good point.
He can plus you up in the same way McCaffrey plussed up San Francisco, because remember last year, San Francisco still had all those stars, and then he walks in the building and suddenly everybody's standing taller and saying, okay, the front office gets it. And we get this guy. Let's go. Saquon. Now, you're not getting Saquon. Like that. You could put all three Godfathers together, and that's not enough of an offer. Okay? Honestly, all the Coppolas, Francis, Sophia. And Sophia, name a Coppola. There's not enough. You're not getting them.
Nick Coppola,
Buffalo. Again, you trade him to another. You trade him to another conference. I keep mentioning the same teams over and over again because I'm mentioning the teams with Super Bowl aspirations that still have what it takes, but need that burst. They need that pop. They need that bang. And Saquon is young, and what a dynamite human to put out there in your community. I'd go all in for him. I've gone all in for him ever since he started punking Michigan. So that's my top five guys.
I think we need one more.
Ah.
All right, we'll get one more.
I have heard this guy's available through a little bit of the old scuttlebutt. Mm. And if it's true, I'd get him. Chase Young. He's looking like Chase Young.
Didn't get his option picked up.
Finally. What's up with that?
Well, he hadn't played much the previous 2 years.
Well, I mean, I got to check Magic's feed.
That's true. Magic.
I don't know, man. If this guy's available, if the Washington Commanders are going to flip you Chase Young, okay. You have me at hello. And every team I just mentioned needs pass rushers. Every team. Any Super Bowl worthy team. Anybody that thinks they have a shot. This is a guy who can fill your need. And those are my top five guys I would go all in for at the trade deadline right now. And you tell me what you think. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. That's another guy you're not getting. It's not just a Dallas thing. It's a division thing. Yeah. Like honestly, that's another guy you ain't getting. I also don't know. I mean, could sit here and say you don't need him. Everybody needs the edge. Everybody needs the edge that an edge rusher gives you. Everybody needs anybody who can affect down and distance and whether you're off the field.
I heard Patrick Surtain's name being tossed around.
I would go along for him, but I can't imagine. Why the hell would they do that?
That's what I'm thinking.
It'd be pretty crazy to trade a first team all
come
pro
on, man.
Defensive back.
But like, that's the guy you still need. The guy you need.
Yeah. But I think if you're Denver, you listen to everything. You need picks.
Hell yeah.
You need picks back.
I know. And by the way, Hoskins, get that soundbite ready from Sean Payton. He's turned the page from the past.
Oh, yeah.
But he also knows. He also knows who's coming with him on this journey and who needs to come with him. You know, listen, I know everything that's going on in Denver is ugly and it is not pretty. And it is just so far, results wise, as bad as last year, if not worse. I mean, you know, Nathaniel Hackett's team didn't give up 70, right? And Jerry Jeudy basically saying, hey, you know, I'm open, but sometimes their quarterback is not blocked well enough. And when he was talking about everything but him, that's why I didn't put him on this list. I wouldn't go all in for him. And that's not just because Steve Smith's a friend of mine.
Look, Jerry Jeudy don't mess with you either, Rich.
Apparently. No, I get it. But I wouldn't go all in for him. I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't.
I don't think so.
But I think Denver would be willing to flip him. Not Patrick Surtain, though. But here's what I mean about you know, what Sean Payton is attempting to do, you know, trying his hardest, trying his might to start changing this culture in Denver. This was a fascinating exchange, and I kind of don't blame him for taking this approach. After the game, talking about how the Broncos won a game in a fashion in which they had not won one in a while. Check it out.
This team, Coach, had a weird stat where they had blown 10 halftime leads. Only three of those, your team, the Broncos, had 10 straight halftime leads blown.
Well, my team
three this
blown
year.
10 straight.
Right, three this year, but how much does
it mean? You said your team. So let's start and say the Denver Broncos
had,
historically.
Yeah,
yeah. Broncos, I don't pay attention to that.
Had blown that?
I don't pay attention
how much
to that.
Does it mean?
I don't pay attention to it.
To see you get over the hump in the second half.
It wasn't our hump. It wasn't our hump. I'm saying that respectfully. It wasn't our hump. We're trying to win. Pat mentioned it to me, and I thought it was one of these, like, all right, what next? I mean, meaning in New Orleans, you know, we hadn't won a playoff game on the road, or, you know, all the, it's like, you know, the good teams don't have those issues. The teams that aren't as good have halftime, whatever. But that's not, your team would not be the right word for it. So, with, anything else?
I get it. You got to get. By the way, that's the new Denver Broncos. But that's his rallying cry. It's not our hump.
Right.
You know, it's not our hump. You know, it's kind of our hump. It's like, what? Let me do the math in my head. It's 70% our, it was 60% our hump, 40% the other hump.
Yeah.
You know? And I understand what he's attempting to do here. The problem for him also is he's the one who brought up Nathaniel Hackett earlier this year, right. But that's also him trying to separate best he can. And boy, would he love for the wins to be the ones that separate him. Wins. I'm seeing him on Christmas Eve night against the Patriots. When that game came out, I had that. I'm like, I even told you.
I know. I was thinking about coming. Like,
not anymore.
Probably not.
I can give those tickets away?
I think so.
Okay. But man, you know, he's standing there going, that's one of my guys. That's not one of my guys. That's one of my guys. That's not one of my guys. And it's going to take some time to get his guys. And the question is, what about number three? That's the ultimate question. Is number three one of his guys? But one of his guys that he currently has, that I bet you he knows needs to be one of his guys, is the number five guy on my list, Justin Simmons. You know. And Surtain. Surtain's one of his guys. That's for sure. Is Sutton one of his guys? Right? Don't know. See what Denver's road here.
Sutton's low-key having a pretty decent season.
Russ has 13 touchdowns. That's not nothing.
He's just, I look up, he's running for first downs all the time.
But it doesn't look the same.
It doesn't.
He can't get away. He does his little spin move and he gets wrecked. Like, it's not the same.
Oh my gosh, they have the Chiefs at home.
Coming up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh goodness.
Then a bye and then at Buffalo.
Home for
Minnesota.
Oh gosh.
What a rough stretch.
Hey, man, he's fifth in the league in touchdowns.
Hey. I fully believe they're going to get it right there with him. I believe it. I mean, guy hasn't forgotten how to coach football and how to scheme stuff up. And I think it means, you know, a lot to him. He gets this right in Denver. He goes to the Hall of Fame, don't you think? Well, I mean, Shanahan's got to get in first out of Denver.
Yes, but what is get it right? Is it win a Super Bowl?
Yeah. Sure. Or go on a run.
I think he wins the Super Bowl. He's
going
to
a great run.
Fame.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think so. Yeah. I mean, Pete Carroll won one. I think Pete should go in the Hall one day. I do.
Are we taking into account Pete's college stuff?
No. I just think he's done enough. He's won a lot. College doesn't have anything to do with Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I know, but you know, you can't help but think about.
I know. I mean, he's. But he was also a coordinator. Don't forget, like before he went to college.
That's true.
He was your coach and my coach
he
for
was.
A hot minute. So he's been around a long time. Pete has been around a lot of professional football spots.
He's 250 years old.
Oh, stop it. By the way, and I will just swear, I made the mistake of bringing up his age to him a couple of years ago. Remember that? When he was about to be 70?
About retiring.
Well, I didn't say that. I did ask him about how he's enjoying it and how, like I mentioned his age and how much longer he's going to do it. So I guess that is, you're right.
He bristled.
Oh, damn straight he did.
Yeah.
But every single time he's on the air, it's like, he doesn't look 72. And he must be like, get out of here.
Well, who was telling us about the passes he was throwing? Was it Bobby Wagner?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, who do you want? 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Go all in for. Jerry Jones has spoken about the Dallas Cowboys' plans for this trade deadline day.
Oh.
That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Rich Eisen here. If you love football as much as we do here and want to be in the game every day, there's something the guys on my show have been enjoying. Prize Picks Daily Fantasy Sports, the number one daily fantasy sports app. Brockman, tell us about Prize Picks and your strategy this season.
Rich, it's so fun and so easy. You know I love this stuff. You pick two or more players based on their stats and place their entry. It takes less than 60 seconds and just a few taps. You make your picks. Boom, you're part of the action. And they have weekly promotions that can lead to big prizes. I love Prize Picks because it adds to my game time experience. I'm more invested in the outcome and I get real-time updates. Like this weekend, you know, if I'm thinking about a certain Indianapolis quarterback going over his rushing yards, or maybe a Pittsburgh receiver getting more than his allotted catches, there I am, boom. I love it. I love Prize Picks. You should too.
If you're eager to test your knowledge and skills, play the game enjoyed by millions and join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Visit prizepicks.com/pigskin and use code pigskin. That's code pigskin at prizepicks.com/pigskin. Prize Picks, daily fantasy made easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Millions of listeners and thousands of five-star reviews rave about the hit podcast series In the Red Clay, the unbelievable story of Billy Sunday Burt, the most dangerous man in Georgia history.
He was a whiskey man, bank robber, hit man. He was a murderer. He's also my father.
Seasons 1 and 2 are available to binge right now, and bonus episodes are coming soon. Imperative Entertainment presents In the Red Clay. Get the podcast wherever you listen.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Jackson Smith and Jigba has to move off of this hour.
Oh, no.
And we'll get him at a future date. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk a little bit of Dallas Cowboys, and there's a phone call or two to take. And then Susie's going to come out to finish up the program.
Great.
There's a lot to talk about. I appreciate you saying great, because apparently you lose your single shot, so we can get a camera on us.
Oh, here. Not great.
So take a look at the camera right now and smile, because we won't have that for the last segment.
I'm wearing a new shirt.
Oh, is that really what that is?
Yeah.
You know, you and Cooper have something in common. You button up to the top button. He loves it. Why do you like doing that?
I think it looks better on me. That's all.
Does it really?
Yeah. I mean, I think
so. Unbutton the top. What's it?
We've done this before.
We're rehashing.
It's not bad material.
We did this last week. Chris, unbutton. Just let's see.
We did it last week?
Do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Do it.
Come on.
Do it. Because Del Tufo wasn't here. I think it was when Felly was there.
You had him do it?
You buttoned up and I unbuttoned.
No, I'll do that.
Yeah.
So you unbutton. Reverse. This is what happens when Jack. See? And then there's me here.
You can't tell with this shirt.
It looks like I'm wearing, you know, like a
see, Chris,
you look like a black round
Chris.
Collar.
No, button. I get why.
What do you mean you get why?
He needs the button. Now I'm used to it now. I can't see that.
Now, before we get to Jerry Jones, let's do this here. This is before the program. Because, you know, Susie is not only coming out to finish the show, she's doing What the Football with Amy Trask. Warren Sapp will be the guest.
Ooh, 99.
And then she's sitting in this chair tomorrow while I'll be in New York City hosting the Marconi Awards for the National Association of Broadcasters. You know, I'm a national broadcaster. I'm now associating with them.
Yes.
You guys, I think, missed this. I got nominated for a Marconi Award.
Yeah, we didn't miss it.
Yeah, hey, we didn't miss it.
So
I didn't know that.
Oh, you guys haven't said anything to me.
I said it to you three months ago.
So here's the thing is, you know, I'm also just letting this know for the Emmys. Just let me host it because this thing's going to go fast. Because my award is third to last as well.
So you got
to get it. Yeah, I've already checked it out. But I'm in charge of moving stuff along, though.
How do you give yourself a
I'm in charge of the pacing here.
Who are you up against?
Some very talented individuals across the country.
Like who?
But no one compete against.
Oh, okay.
Right. So I'm going and I'm in charge of keeping it moving. Although I'm not giving out every award.
Oh.
But I'm moving things along.
So
what did you say to me before the show?
I said WSOU, my college radio station.
WSOU.
I was the lead sports engineer for. And we have
on the campus of Seton Hall University.
We have two Marconis, I believe. For college radio station of the year.
Okay.
We're up for our third, I believe. So if we win,
yes.
I want you to drop a little Mike Del Tufo.
So to this room full of National Association of Broadcasters,
SOU people
that are all there in the Javits Center
in
New York City.
Hall of Fame, which I'm not in yet, because I literally am the only one to this date, and Bardi will tell you, our friend Bardi from Fox and NFL Network, I was the only producer that ever got every basketball game on the air for 2 years straight. None of them could ever do it.
Which Hall of Fame should you be in?
I should be in every Hall of Fame, Rich. I mean, look at me. NAB, name it. Sports broadcasting. Look at me. I mean, come on.
Mike, you're not. I'm on the WSOU Wikipedia page, all right?
Yeah, they don't have me in there. Bob Lee.
Don't do this to him.
It came on the air April 14th, 1948.
Oh, yeah.
Been around for a long time.
Tom Parnham was one of the league
famous
guys.
Alumni.
Yeah.
Bob Lee.
Exactly.
Bob Picozzi, Jim Hunter, Matt McLaughlin, Ed Lucas.
Yeah.
And no Mike Del Tufo.
I'm sickened.
Don't say that about Ed Lucas.
No, but I'm just sickened.
Who's
that
Ed
I'm not,
Lucas?
I'm sickened. I'm sickened. It sickens me that.
So you want me to, in the middle of this award show,
towards the end of it,
if WSOU wins. That Mike Del Tufo
works with me, and
who works with me?
Yeah, I want the Marconi here. They should let me
won the Marconi in 2016.
I think we have one or two of them. Yeah, we're
okay.
Won a Peabody. Actually, Rich, you should know Ed Lucas. He is the Emmy-winning blind Yankee broadcaster for YES.
Had no idea. I had no earthly idea. Okay, so congrats to him.
Could you drop? You know. By the way, I work with one of these guys.
I'll give you a shout out, Mike.
Thank you, Rich.
There's no way he would know if I did or I didn't.
I'm going to take things I can watch happen.
It's actually, Alex,
are you going to watch it? You going to watch it?
I'm going to watch.
Mike, just go to the Wikipedia page, hit edit, and add yourself to notable alumni.
That's right. You should be in the
hall. There's idiots in my town that are on the town, famous people. My sister's on the Wikipedia for the town.
Right.
And I'm not.
Okay.
Brockman, you should be on for your town, and TJ, you too.
We should all be.
Your town has a Wikipedia?
Where you're born, yes.
Livingston, Staten New Jersey?
Island, you should be on the Staten Island one.
It's me and Micah Parsons, Harrisburg General Hospital.
TJ, you should be up. Everybody, we should all be.
I'm like Staten Island has a Wikipedia page?
Yeah, I guarantee you.
What is it on? You look it up. It's at gtfoh.com.
Staten Island. Is there a famous alumni?
Oh, whatever. I don't care if I'm on it or not.
But we should. I mean, it's
you should. I mean, you talk about it enough. Like, why not?
What does it mean to me?
It doesn't mean. It's just. It's
what does it mean?
Those are like little self.
I tell people I'm from Staten Island. You know.
If you look at the Livingston, New Jersey one, there's people on
the one that gets me upset. Is the imdb.com for my birthdays. That's the one that pisses me off.
Yeah. Willis, I'm not getting in front of Bruce Willis or Glenn Close.
Do you want me to tell you where you are these days?
Susie to show up here.
Wait, who would be on top between Brockman and TJ? More on the same.
All right, let's talk more importantly about the Dallas Cowboys. We've got ourselves a trade deadline coming up.
Yeah.
TJ Jefferson knows. You don't mind me speaking on your behalf. You know you need a little bit more.
There is less pie.
Yeah, we need a little.
You like what you just saw?
More paprika?
On your TV, even though it was in your town for you to go see personally, but you didn't because you don't leave your house for various reasons, including you don't want to see your ping pong table that's still boxed up from the Price is Right 2 years later on the way out.
That's a good point. Man, just a little bit.
Okay, so
I wouldn't get beat up.
So, you know, the Cowboys need a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit more, you know, onion powder.
A little bit.
Maybe
a little bit.
Goya, you know what I mean?
What does Jerry Jones have to say about improving his squad prior to next week's trade deadline? This was him on local radio. What is it? 103.5 The Fan. In the Metro
play will have to come our way. I don't want to preclude it in any way, but it always does. You have a lot of machinations that you're working with every day. I do, but the initiation of an opportunity to make a trade at this time that would help us principally has to start over on the other end. So that's not being showing a lack of aggressiveness. It's just that's where it starts. I like where we are with our personnel today, and so I'm not thinking in any way that we need to upgrade a roster.
Okay, so let me try and interpret this. May I?
What?
First of all, don't want to push back against the man who helped birth our network and has been a bastion for us, but I pronounce it machination. There was a machination right there. Just it's a nitpick. It's a nitpick.
You say sabotage. I say sabotage.
Well, I do it right.
You say potato.
Number two.
I say
number
potato.
Two. There's a new phrase, Chris. Initiation of an opportunity.
I like that.
I like that. I'm writing that.
That's a t-shirt right there, gents.
Initiation of opportunity.
An initiation of an opportunity to make a trade, and it's got to happen on the other end. You know what that means? You're holding us up. I'm not going to give that much for that guy. That's essentially what he's saying there. I'm being held. It's got nothing to do with our lack of aggressiveness.
Right.
It's just like, is this the Dallas Cowboys on the phone? Oh,
all right.
Okay.
Price goes up.
Yeah, exactly. If you live in a high-rent neighborhood and you call for some service, it's $25 around the block. You?
Yeah.
$150.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody else is trying to buy St. Charles Avenue, and they got Park Place. You know what I mean?
Yep. Uh-huh.
See what I'm saying? I'm trying to put it in Monopoly analogies.
Trying to bogart this is what Jerry's essentially
saying. Well, now you're confusing me with your terminology.
You get it.
I know what you mean by that.
You're trying to hoodwink us.
What are you talking about?
Bamboozled.
That's right.
You got it, Mike? Come on, Mike.
It means he's not listening to my list.
Bamboozled. He's led astray.
Nice.
Run amok.
That was about Porzingis, right? Wasn't that about Porzingis?
That was about the drafting of Porzingis.
Well, Richard's a great thing.
He's not listening to the list.
He'll see your list now because he might not have had time to watch it live, but of course he'll watch the YouTube clip. And then after he sees your list, we'll make some moves.
No Hopkins, no Henry?
We need somebody.
Come
like
on
that.
Now.
Chase
know.
Young? Come on.
Well, you're not getting Chase Young.
Well, you never say never. But
Hopkins and Henry, you call the Titans. They're like, you already gave my competition your top safety.
Yeah.
How about you flip us something here and give us a little bit something of a balance of power in this division?
I mean, they gave him a guy who's already came and danced on the star, so you know he's already not liked in Dallas as it is. I don't know, man. We need to do something.
That's my 2 cents. By the way, it's 105.3 The Fan.
Say it like you said it before.
105.3 The Fan. That's my
Rich.
Jim Brockmeyer. 105.3 The Fan.
105.
What's going on over there? Is there some
tomfoolery going on?
What's happening?
We're cultivating some
Okay. All right. Cultivating caper. Let's take a break. When we come back here, I believe Susie's going to help us close up the program.
Your better half?
That's one way to put it.
Your wife?
My wife.
My wife. My wife.
She hates that. Don't do that.
I know.
Susie Schuster and Amy Trask present offbeat conversations and expert sports commentary as they ask, what the football?
When my family found out how long it took me to figure out why Charles Woodson named his wine Intercept, they said, there's a reason that you had trouble in school.
You know, not everyone knows, you know, when they think of a bottle of Intercept, they don't know that I play football.
Well, what I've learned is a smooth defensive back can make smooth wine.
That's what it's all about.
What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask. The podcast is available Tuesdays, wherever you listen.
Back here on our radio network, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here. Joining us here is Susie Schuster, along with Amy Trask, getting set to do What the Football. Warren Sapp is, he screen grabbed me some of your text exchange.
I love Warren Sapp so much.
I know.
You know what else he does? When he's done, he says, Brady out. Like, honestly, I'm like, oh, Warren, I love how you.
Brady out.
Brady out. And
did you ask him what that means?
What does that mean? Like Tom Brady?
You don't ask. You don't ask him what that means.
I don't want to. I don't want to know.
No, I'll just be like, what's on my forehead?
Yep. So QB Kill is coming on. That's right. Watch the football.
I told Susie that story. You can't say what you can't say on this
side
of things here. What he says is on his forehead.
No, but I can do it on a podcast.
Yeah, potentially.
Because Rich always says to me, he says that he thinks that I'm the walking Larry David. That people love to like either
confront
me.
Yes, you attract people who get aggressive. That's correct.
Yeah. So I feel like Warren and I kind of get each other. And he loves Amy Trask because she is the Princess of Darkness.
That's
so it's
going to
be a great show.
It is going to be great.
Also, Amy's been very busy in the back.
What's she doing?
Knowing how sensitive you are to things like IMDb and birthdays, she found a website about famous people from Staten Island and...
Oh, good job. You weren't on it.
That's fine. I don't care about that.
So
that's,
she added you because she's that kind of person.
That's fine. I can take it.
That's thoughtful.
I can take it. It's the IMDb page where I'm I just want to be in the crack the top 100 people of famous June 24th birthdays, and then have the top 100 be filled with at least, you know, less than 70 people I haven't heard of. You know what I mean? Like, that's the one that pisses me off.
I just had it. It's not good.
All right, don't worry about it. I'm sure it isn't.
I think you're 128th right now.
Oh, my gosh.
How are you doing with that shingle cam? You doing all right over there?
I feel a little naked.
A little naked? I offered to come sit with you and share the camera, but, you know.
Okay. Here,
you don't want to.
Now, Chris, this is a rarity, because normally when Susie and I are together on this program, it's because you aren't here.
That's right.
And Susie's in your chair.
Sure.
And in these moments, TJ Jefferson revels. Revels whenever Susie and I just talk about our lives and have some fun with it. Right, TJ? Like, you love those sorts of things.
And every year that we've been nominated for an Emmy, there's been a moment with you two that we put on the Emmy reel and that's gotten us nominated. But we got our moment. We got that ping pong table moment.
No, we've got another one right now.
Oh, there's one coming?
Okay. We got another one right now.
Did you drive the work together or something?
Susie, frequently, you Instagram me some reels.
Yeah.
Mostly of dogs.
A lot of dogs,
a lot of rescue dogs that you want to have to add a third to our mix.
Oh, we found a great one.
Oh, yeah. And so there's that.
His name is Flash.
So I saw this one just, let me see the exact day you sent it.
You sure you want to do this one?
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. This happened, I just didn't see it. You sent it Sunday night. I think I was asleep. This arrived while I was sleeping, which is another one of your favorite films.
I love that movie so very much.
I know. It's a reel about how hot Sam Hartman of Notre Dame football is.
The guy is insane.
He is. He's very good.
The hair, and he goes like this.
It's a reel of how hot the quarterback, by the way,
and it's
of
Notre
all
Dame.
Schools,
and
of
it's
all
Notre
schools,
Dame.
Notre Dame.
Sam Hartman is.
Fantastic.
He looks like Bob Seger.
That's not the best
picture. I don't
picture,
know what it is. I mean,
the reel was hysterical because it had a woman voicing over highlights of him tossing his hair around. And I thought, wow, where was that job back in the day when I was doing like really crappy
highlights? You wouldn't
want
to do that sort of stuff anyway.
I was never live in a bar.
But how am I supposed to, what is the idea of knowing I'm asleep upstairs, passed out.
Sure. While I was cleaning the kitchen for the seventh time.
No. Right. That has nothing to do with it.
Sure it was.
That at some point, you know, I'm going to eventually check.
Right.
Oh, who sent me a DM on Instagram? It's you sending me a reel of how hot... How old was he? 22? Like literally 30 years younger than me?
Yeah, not 32. That old.
Yeah.
How old is he? Like seriously?
How old is he? He's got to be.
Now, I got to be honest with you.
He's 24.
I had 24.
First of all, I'm a mother of three. I'm not like perving over some Notre Dame quarterback. I sent it to you because it was so funny because it was made to be like a highlight.
Yes.
Like someone was reading a highlight.
It's the production value that you thought I would be interested in.
I thought it was production value. Maybe something that you might want to use for an Eisen Extra. And I was just being thoughtful, trying to produce the show. Nice. Mike Hoskins needs me to help him. So I just wanted to offer a suggestion. At least it wasn't Jimmy G.
I did mention, hold on a second, the other day when Jimmy G went out in that game, it was two weeks ago, and I'm like, Jimmy G's out. She goes, why? What happened? And I'm like, it was his back. She goes, oh, not the face then.
Right.
Like, yeah, correct.
Look, Rich, I'm
his face is intact.
Rich, I'm here to talk about football. I'm here to talk about what the football with Amy Trask and Susie Schuster. Right. We're here because we actually care about the game. If you want this kind of girl talk, we can talk about that when you get off the air. But I'm just here talking about the trade deadline, looking ahead at next week's trade deadline at 4 p.m. on Tuesday.
I'm sure
wondering what might happen with, I don't know, like maybe DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, nice.
And so I'm here to talk about X's and O's football with quarterback Killa joining us as our guest.
And Amy Trask, I'm sure, has a history with Warren Sapp from his Raider days, his cup of coffee with the Raiders. And I'm sure Amy's got some great stories about trade deadlines.
Yeah,
and
so if you want to talk about how hot the Notre Dame quarterback is, we can that after the show.
It actually is uninteresting to me. I don't, as you know, Notre Dame, I cannot stand.
J.J. McCarthy, PewDiePie. I'm 51, Rich. I'm not looking at these kids in college.
I do have to admit.
I just had some thoughts for the Rich Eisen show. And TJ, I do want the ping pong table, but that's neither here nor there.
And so you've got 3 hours to acquire the ping pong table tomorrow. I got to be honest with you. I had not seen Sam Hartman without his helmet.
The flow is real.
Video? Is there a way you can access it?
No, I'm not playing the video. Hoskins,
is there a way, if Rich sends it to you, that you can play it? Because honestly,
we're not.
The flow is real.
I just don't know. It's just like, okay.
Brockman, it's a girl doing a highlight of
asleep.
Sam Hartman.
He's wiped out. He's asleep. Oh, there's this video, well produced, of how hot Sam Hartman is. Let me send it to him so he'll see it when he wakes up.
Look, I was just cleaning the house.
Okay. No,
trying to put our three kids to bed, trying to save the world.
All right.
Well done.
I just thank
you. She is trying to save the world.
You're doing a lot.
She is.
I'm doing a lot.
The whole world's on her shoulders.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, thank you for that. Good. I really appreciate your support.
If you had enough time in the day to watch one reel, and if it was Sam or Jimmy, which one?
Which
reel? Like, you only got enough time to watch.
Save it for tomorrow. Start bench cut.
One of these reels.
Start bench cut. Great.
We haven't done a start bench cut.
Save it.
See? Hoskins doesn't need the help producing. We've got producers all over the place.
Maybe, Rich,
Notre Dame quarterback is hot stuff.
Maybe they just bring a little extra energy when I'm sitting in the chair.
Very good.
Well, you bring us cake.
Yeah, that's true.
I do bring you cake.
You feed us again. Andrew,
that'll wrap up this edition.
This has been great.
The Roku channel. This is now officially off the rails.
Do you want mimosas tomorrow?
I think so. Yeah, I think
it's been a while.
Every Monday, Rich Eisen and Chris Brockman react to what's happening in the world of football on Overreaction Monday.
Dolphins, Final Four AFC team.
Oh, that is not an overreaction at all. I'm with you.
You're in.
I am in. The other three Final Four teams, if you're asking me to call my shot, this is the Overreaction Monday podcast.
Call your shot.
Entertainment purposes only, unless I'm right.
Yeah.
Chiefs, Dolphins, Bills, Ravens.
Ravens.
Final Four.
Overreaction Monday, the podcast, wherever you listen.